If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
Hey, good morning. Anything weird happened during your pregnancy? You can text us this morning at 9925. It's Vinny, Claudia's in for Nikki and Stuntman Sam. Jessica Simpson over the weekend. She's pregnant with baby number 3, by the way. And she put a picture of her foot and it blew up. It's super, super swollen. If you look at this picture, it's not really, really pretty. And she's actually suffering from an extreme case of edema, which is a water retention.
Right.
And she has a lot of water retention. Then I started thinking to when my wife was pregnant and strange things used to happen to her. Like, she used to have the craziest, weirdest dreams.
Really?
Like, every day was a different dream. And I'm like, okay, stop. I don't want to hear about it. They're just getting strange and weird. And I guess she didn't expect that at all. For you, when you were pregnant, you have 2 kids. Anything weird and crazy? Yeah. Or
my senses were like all out of whack. Okay, like my taste changed. So I had this metal taste in my mouth for the first like 4 months.
Yuck.
It was really gross. Yeah. Everything tasted different. But I also had, I felt like I smelled. Sorry. Okay. I know. Please don't judge. But I felt like my body odor was different and I kept on smelling myself and I would make myself sick to my stomach from my own smell. And I kept on asking my husband and my parents, do I smell differently to you? And they were like, no, you smell like yourself. Like even my perfume wouldn't help. It was really weird.
What? Blame it on the kid.
Yeah, that's it.
Or do you have a dog? Yeah, you have a dog, don't you? Just blame it on the dog. Kim, when you were pregnant, what, 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Can you go that far back and remember?
Yeah, my brain works a little. The morning sickness. I had really bad morning sickness, like right up till Christmas, like my birthday's February. And then when I finally felt better, my fillings started falling out to the point where I ended up with an abscess. I had to get a root canal at 8 months, and you can't have anesthetic, right? So local needles. Yeah, it was good times over Christmas break. Like the trifecta.
Can you tell that we love being pregnant?
Yeah, I can see that. Jeez.
I stopped at 1.
That's why you weren't coming back for number 2. I don't blame you.
I don't know what happened to me there.
All right, we're getting your text at 9925. And let's just be clear, every pregnancy is different, right? Because you see some women who handle pregnancy so well and others who don't.
Yeah, there's all the women that keep on exercising, that wear their heels till, you know, they're almost giving birth, that fit in their jeans right after giving birth.
You hate them, eh?
Yes, because that was total opposite of my pregnancies. I swelled up, I was sick, I wasn't active, you know? I swear to God, I couldn't recognize my face before giving birth. You know, now that I look at pictures, I was so bloated.
Oh, that's scary.
It was all worth it though, right? You have two beautiful children.
Of course, yes. No, I'm really happy. I'm just saying, it just wasn't fun for 9 months, you know?
All right, my wife might kill me for telling this story because we kind of swore to each other that we never tell anybody, but she must have been about 8 months pregnant or so. Like, she was pretty big. And we were in our room and she stood up from the bed and she started crying a little bit. And I'm like, what's going on? And then she started to pee herself. It was on the floor.
Poor thing.
And then she started crying and then laughing at the same time. Then we started laughing together. I'm like, it's okay, baby. It's all good. And then it happened a week later again.
Yes, of course. And does it still happen?
No.
Because sometimes when I sneeze, there's a little drip of pee. It happens.
All right. We're taking more of your text, 9925. Bizarre things that happen during your pregnancy. Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Hi, it's Kim.
Kim, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right. So your feet swelled up too when you were pregnant?
Yeah, but just my left one.
Just the left, not the right.
Interesting.
No, not the right. Just the left one. And my husband called me Clubby.
Clubby? And how many times did you want to smack him across the head for saying that?
I was called Fatso, so you know.
What? Who would call you that?
God.
Not by your husband, I hope.
No,
Claudia.
No.
Jesus, man, some people are cruel. All right. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
We got a text. Somebody sent in our text line. We both saw a lot of 11:11 when looking on clocks.
Yeah. Some people notice that. Well, I think you look at the clock a lot more than you think in a day, and you just notice the 11:11. Is that possible?
It's a sign of the time, really.
Yes.
And make a wish if you do. Also, text here, during my pregnancy, I was very forgetful to the point that I called the police saying my car was stolen when I had taken my husband's car to go shopping.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the memory starts to go a little bit, right? And that's one thing I noticed, too. My wife has such a good memory. She's always so sharp, and she was forgetting things.
Of
I'm
course.
Like, this is just weird. Maybe I should take advantage of this. So I was like, wait a minute.
This is the Vinny and Nikki Replay.
What's the secret to keeping a marriage or relationship alive and well? This one celebrity says she has the answer, okay? And it's very simple. And we want to know if you agree or not. You can text us this morning, 98925. Ashley Graham, she's a model. She's 31. She's been married for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And she says it's very simple. Getting intimate is the key to a strong relationship, even when you don't feel like it. She says, quote, she told Elle Magazine, just do it. Do it all the time. Even if you don't feel like it, just do it. I found that if we don't do it, we get snippy with each other. And when we are doing it, we're all over each other. For us, it's like, oh, let's just do it. And then we're both in a great mood instantly. So she is saying, even if you don't feel like it, that's surprising to me.
See, that's the part that I don't like about her statement. I do feel that it is true that if you get intimate often with your spouse, especially for guys, it is something positive for the relationship, because I feel that for you guys, if you're not getting it, you do tend to feel rejected, and it can definitely affect the relationship in the long run. However, as a woman, if I'm not feeling it, if I don't want to
be like,
intimate,
get away from me.
Yeah. And please don't try too hard, because it's not fair to me.
Yeah.
And there may be a reason for which I don't feel like getting intimate with you in the moment. And doing it is not going to help the situation.
See, some men actually think that way. That they think, well, if you just do it, you'll be in a better mood with me.
Easy for that to say.
I mean, right? It's terrible.
But it's so true. How often are you guys on the same wavelength where you're in the moment and you both want it equally as much in that exact moment? I mean, for me, it's like it's day and night. You know, when I want it, she doesn't, and vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, and everyone has different drives also.
Exactly.
But that being said, I mean, you should still be able to turn it on, you know, as a sign that your relationship is healthy, that there is some sort of romantic spark. Because if that never happens, or if it's a rare occurrence.
Right.
I mean, that seems to be.
Yeah, but the romantic spark needs to come from somewhere. I mean, don't come home after a day's work and grab my boob while I'm doing the dishes.
Well, you got to get
it's
there, right?
It's not going to work. You, gotta, like, you have to work a little bit harder.
Well, I said please.
Look, anybody with kids can attest to this. The last 5 months, Claudia, have been much different for us since my wife had a baby, you remember?
Right?
It changes things.
And I mean, when it's on the weekend, 7:30, you know they're getting their cereal downstairs. I'm sorry, I can't relax.
Oh, but that's the best time, 7:30 in the morning? Are you kidding me?
You know, and then it's like, let's try not to make noise. And you can't just be free and express yourself. That just doesn't work for me.
All right, let's take some texts on this. 99925, do you agree? You just got to do it. That's what keeps it alive and well, even if you don't feel like it.
Oh, okay. God, Knight just got paid a lot of money. Just do it, Knight.
Just do it, yeah.
I'm going to take your advice, Claudia. I'm going to stop grabbing my girlfriend's chest when I get home from work.
There you go, while she's doing the dishes.
That's why it's not working.
Sam, you know, a little romance never hurt anybody,
I know.
I'm going to tell you about what a guy did when his wife was giving him so many excuses.
Not to have SEX with him.
We'll get to that. But first, tons of texts coming in this morning, 99925.
Yeah, somebody said, yep, just do it. A female gets pissy as well if they aren't getting any from a pissy female.
Okay.
So Julie
said in our text line, that was not written by a mother of four. That is true.
That's true.
I mean, Ashley Graham, she's been married 8 years. They don't have kids. So they can just do it whenever they want, whenever they feel like it. And even when they don't feel like it, too. Mm-hmm.
This guy says, dads, get up early and let mom sleep. It's like the likelihood increases 1,000%.
That's true when you're not tired anymore. Yeah,
that's great advice.
Get your energy.
All right, so there's this one guy. I thought this was kind of hilarious. This is a few years ago. He actually kept track of all his wife's excuses for not wanting to do it with him. So this was over a month and a half period of time, about 6 weeks. He kept an Excel spreadsheet.
Whoa. Okay?
So it has the date. So it starts with June 3rd. Then it says SEX, and her answer was no. And then it has the excuse beside it. And it says, I'm watching this show. And then it went on to June 4th. No, I feel sweaty and gross. I need a shower. June 9th, I'm exhausted. And it goes down and down. There's about 28 excuses. And what did he do once? He was so frustrated. He pulled out this Excel sheet because she didn't know about it. And he said, look, I mean, keeping track of all your excuses.
Oh, that's not fair.
And he thought this was like going to, you know, put some light bulb off in her head. No, she was even more furious. And now they're breaking up because of
it. Well, yeah, you can't put it in someone's face. Look, I don't mean to up you, but my grandfather had Alzheimer's at the end of, you know, his life. And so my grandmother started keeping track in a calendar of when they had SEX, because every day he would say, we haven't had it in so long. And she was like, no, see right here? Yesterday. We had it yesterday. They were like, well, in their 70s, you know.
Wow. So. Are you sure, Anya? Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. right. So that's advice from Ashley Graham. Go ahead, do it, even if you don't feel like it. That's what she says.
No time to argue when you're doing it. There you know.
I beg to differ.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
Many women say they need this amount of extra time per day. If you have an idea of how much time that is, you can text us this morning at 99925. Claudia?
I'll go for 24 hours.
24 hours. All right, Kim Kieran, how much time do you
think it is?
I'll
go for how much can you give me? I'll take it all.
And how much does it cost?
Right?
Sam, you want to venture a guess? How much time do you think it is? According to one poll, they looked at 2,000 different women aged 18 and older who have a ton of responsibilities.
Oh, like 90 minutes.
It's actually...
Sounds good.
82 minutes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, they looked at over 2,000 women, and they looked at everything in their life, from managing work, chaperoning their children, running errands, on top of seeing friends and actually having a social life. And actually, a bunch of them said, 10% said they'd be willing to give up time with their partner just to have extra time for themselves and to get things done.
It sounds about right. I tend to say I wish I had an extra hour. Right? That 1 hour to sort of sit and relax. And
what would you do that you don't have time to do otherwise?
Even to just sit and watch Netflix, like on a couch.
That's what you do with your hour? Netflix, really?
Why not? What is wrong with that?
Or take a bath and watch Netflix
in
the bath.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is most of the time I'll watch Netflix once the kids are in bed and I'm in bed also falling asleep. So I'm not really enjoying that time for myself.
Okay.
One thing I have realized, as soon as we had our daughter back in August, I find time is going way faster.
Right?
It's just strange. It's just because, I mean, for my wife especially, and she says it, she's like, I have no time to do anything. The days just fly by. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And I'm curious, Claudia, well, you just mentioned what you would do with your extra time. They looked at they talked to these 2,000 women, and some of the top answers are sleep, read, exercise, take a walk, cook, and watching TV, movies also up there, and go on social media more. That's also on the list as well. That's a bit shocking to me. You're like,
I guess if you really have a lot of time on your hands, and
you go on social media. Yeah, that would be the last on my list.
And one of your friends, she was so busy, so they decided to just take off.
Yes,
right?
One of my friends has actually decided to take off for 6 months. They bought a motorhome. She's got three kids under the age of 13. Yep. And her husband are taking them across Canada and the States. They called it Le Projet L'Escargot.
Okay.
Because the snail brings their house on their backs. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. So their motorhome will be their house. And because the snail also moves really slowly, and that's what they want to do, they want to take time together. They want to live slowly.
That is impressive and ballsy at the same time.
And ballsy. And I'm like, if she's doing it, why can't I do that too?
She may have a lot more time on her hands now. I mean, I guess that's the idea.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Incredible. Wow. You get one life, right?
You get one life. And she was finding that, you know, wasn't suiting her to wake up every morning and rush and feel like you just never have the time as a family anymore.
I hope the kids don't get car sick, though. That's the only thing. I mean, you're only going to know once you're on the road, right?
That's true.
Grab all.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the Morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix, The Beat, 92.5.